在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Unit 18, Annoying Things. Page 126. 2. While you read, A Sticky Problem.
You can imagine the scene. You're walking down the street of an old English town.You decide to sit on a bench to admire the fine buildings and beautiful flowers a little bit longer. Then, as you stand up, you feel that nasty pull on your dress or trousers and turn round to see the remains of a lump of chewing gum, half of which is now stuck to your behind.A wonderful moment is destroyed and your mood changes for the rest of the day. Or however long it takes you to remove the awful stuff from your clothing. Well, one town has finally had enough of all the complaints it receives each year and is not going to put up with it anymore. Darlington, which last year won a Beautiful Britain competition,has decided to act by providing special boards where people can stick their gum once it has been used. Up to 30 chewing gum parking boards are to be put up in an area in the town centre, which recently underwent a £1 million facelift. They will cost £3,000 to provide,are aimed at the 13 to 23 age group, regarded as the worst offenders, and will bear the messages, Don't gum up Darlington, Chew it, bin it, and Park your gum here. The town council believes boards will help save some of the £6,000 a yearIt spends on cleaning up gum from the streets. The boards, to be situated at places such as sports centres and cinemas, will have a bull's-eye target so youngsters can aim at them. Keith Atkinson, head of Darlington's Environmental and Consumer Protection Department, said, Most people don't see chewing gum as litter.But we are hoping the boards will help people to start thinking that way. We've been flooded with complaints, mainly from visitors, who say gum on the streets, sticking to pavements and shoes, is both unpleasant and makes Darlington look untidy. Darlington isn't the first place in the world to try to tackle the sticky issue of chewing gum.In 1992, the Asian city-state of Singapore banned all eating and importing of chewing gum after it was claimed trains had been delayed because trapped chewing gum caused the automatic doors to stick. The ban came with severe penalties for breaking the law.Smugglers bringing gum into the country could get a jail sentence of 1 year, plus an $8,000 fine. The government also tried to reinforce its message with advertising campaigns, which included slogans such as, If you can't think because you can't chew, try a banana.The policy has been a great success, as even its critics admit. The whole ban idea was not a good idea to start with, but it did help to educate Singaporeans about the nuisance effects of chewing gum. Now Singaporeans, including kids, are more mature about their civic responsibilities, said one man we spoke to.And certainly, Singapore is acknowledged to be perhaps the cleanest city in the world. However, it now looks as if the ban will at least be partially lifted. This is not the result of thousands of frustrated Singaporean gum chewers, but instead it's come about because of pressure from the American government. They see the policy as a restriction on free trade, particularly of the big American gum manufacturers. As part of the negotiations on the new trade deal, the Singapore government has agreed to allow sugar-free gum prescribed by doctors and dentists to be sold by pharmacists. The relaxation of the law will only apply to smokers who are trying to give up by using nicotine gum and sufferers of dental and gum diseases for whom chewing offers therapeutic benefits.
Unit 18, page 129. 1. Complaining about things. Listen and check your answers.
How was the meal last night?
Oh, it was awful. The food wasn't very good. It would have been okay if that was the only problem. But the waiters were really rude as well. And then to top the whole thing off, they tried to overcharge us. Then when we complained about it, they made it sound as if it was our fault.
How's college going?
Not very well, actually. I've got a bit of a problem with my timetable this term. I mean, the last thing I need is three lectures on a Friday. I wish they wouldn't change the timetable every term. Last term was much better.
Unit 18, page 130. 3. It really drives me mad. Listen and check your answers.
1.
Doesn't it bug you the way shops always charge £9.99 when you know it's really £10?
I must admit, things like that don't really bother me.
2.
Look, I'm really sorry. There's no way I can come to your party tomorrow night. I've got to work late.
Oh, well, don't worry. It's not the end of the world.
Three.
I really thought I'd got the job. I mean, my interview went really well. And then they tell me I'm not even shortlisted.
No. Oh, don't let it get you down.
Four.
I've got about 5 bills I'm supposed to pay by the end of the month. What do they think I am? Made of money?
Oh, well, there's nothing you can do about it.